If you have an IRA, 401k, CD, brokerage account, thrift savings, or just plain money market account, stop what you are doing and listen up. The next 30 minutes could change your life. Investors Financial Group is proud to present the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Each week, live, the experts will answer your questions and give you important information on how you can grow and protect your retirement without risk. The number to call the studio live is 888-900-0472, or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. And now, presenting your host, John Paragoy and Anita Pope.
Good morning and welcome to the latest edition of Retirement Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Anita in the studios with my co-host John, and we are so excited about kicking off 2008 with you this morning. Now, if this is your first time listening in, each week we talk about how to grow and, just as importantly, protect your retirement savings the safe way without risk.
Well said, Anita. During an up market, a bull market, anyone can get growth or gains. If you can't, really pathetic. And when I'm speaking of you, I'm really mean the guys in the securities or the fee-based market, the brokers. If you're with a broker during a bull market and they can't get you gains, then boy, you'll be glad you listened in today, because we have many clients that have received over 20% last year, and one received as high as 26.77% in interest. And the key word here is interest, because anywhere you go that gives you interest, it is always yours to keep. And that is no different here, Anita. All of the clients that we have here get to keep the interest no matter what the market does this year.
And John, that is the most powerful feature about what we can do here, and it all starts with an education. Now, the only way to get that education is to make the call at 888-900-0472, and an easy-to-remember way is 888-9000-IRA. Mm-hmm. And let me just remind you that the call is free, and so is the appointment. Now, we've helped countless people here in Central and Eastern North Carolina get the gains and the safety that we're talking about each time we air, but we can't help the most important person, and that's you. If you're just going to keep on saying to yourself, oh, it's too good to be true, I don't want to make the call, you've got to make the call. We can't help you unless you do that. Go ahead and make the call and make the appointment.
As all of our customers well know, we don't do business on the first appointment. There's absolutely no pressure to do anything but learn about what is best for you. After the break, we will talk about specifically what we can evaluate for you at an appointment. Even if you don't decide to do business with us, the appointment can and will give you some real direction on what is going on with you both before, during, and after retirement, as well as unforeseen obstacles that are easy to avoid and plan for, yet most people don't. But we will talk about that more in the last half of the show, so don't go away.
Oh, John, that's not fair. You're teasing the listeners.
Well, no, I'm not. Right now, you know, the most important topic to discuss right now is the uncertainty in the economy right now. In other words, mm-hmm. why should someone consider changing their retirement plan quickly before the pain gets too bad?
Well, that is a good point. And the market has been getting just hammered lately, one bad data report after another, and no one really knows when the bad news will end, or most importantly, what effect this is going to have on their own nest egg. So I agree, John. Let's just cover the economic reports or the economic facts.
With emphasis on the fact, because I rarely try to give my opinion here, because when it comes down to your retirement, it really doesn't matter what my opinion is.
No, and it doesn't matter what mine is either.
Nor does it matter what your broker's opinion is either. I mean, you know, you're the ones that are going to have to pay or to suffer from a bad decision or delight in a good decision. So the education you receive is the only thing that will give you the confidence to make the right decision for you and your family, not an opinion. You know, I've met with countless listeners who took their broker's opinion to heart, and they are paying for it dearly. The tendency is to take the easy way out, Anita, and make someone else's opinion your own, and basically just so you can, you know, blame it on someone else if it doesn't work out.
And now that's why you see these lawyers ads on TV, and they're saying if you've lost money in the stock market or any other investment, you may be entitled to compensation for those damages.
Mm-hmm, I've seen them.
And that's because people let the euphoria of a tremendous bull market override good common sense.
They did.
And now, John, we saw that, I think it was 1999 to 2000.
Yep.
We saw it again just recently from mid-2005 to mid-2007. Now, during the end of the most recent run, even though our customers were doing great, you kept screaming on the radio, "Lock in those gains. We are overdue for a correction." Now, it's not a matter of if the market will correct, it's when. But because people perceive it as your opinion, many didn't react. And now, well, the pain is getting pretty severe, John.
Yeah, I was saying that even before you joined us.
Yes.
And it's a shame, too, because it didn't have to be this way. You know, I guess the easiest way to explain why this happens is that emotions rule the market. Almost always, the dominant emotions are greed and fear. Now, granted, you know, when you're making money and having to do very little for it other than to watch the evening news or read the paper to see how you're doing, there's nothing more exciting or fulfilling than the satisfaction that you've just made a wise choice and your decision has now has the potential to make you very wealthy. You know, it's a good feeling. You start thumping your chest. But, you know, conversely, when that same investment that you were just recently tearing a rotator cuff, patting yourself on the back, now starts to go south.
Now you're having a heart attack.
That's when it's hard, just as hard to swallow your pride and say, well, maybe it's time to go. You know, maybe I wasn't so smart after all. So you get trapped in your own little catch-22. It's either I'm doing well or I'm right, or I can't be wrong. I'd rather be broke than be wrong. That's the mindset.
Right, I agree. And now, John, what are the facts we were talking about? Why should people be worried and start thinking about safety?
Okay, well, here are the facts. Now, February 2007, the first news came out that there might be a problem here with some bad loans. Now, you know, not just one or two bad loans, billions upon billions of dollars of bad loans. Now, the market fell over 500 points on the day that the news hit. That's red flag number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, red flag number two was, some people don't monitor this, but the government has had to step in several times to offer liquidity to the banks. Now, this did not make headlines, and I'm not talking about going in and dropping interest rates. I'm talking about making actual dollars available to banks so that they could actually make loans. And so the markets, so that the bank refinance markets would not seize up. Now, this has happened before, but it's happened a lot of times, and it usually happens on real bad market days, and it usually causes the securities markets to stabilize for that day. So that's a red flag, and the third red flag is that the stocks have been, you know, taken the stocks that have been taking the worst beating recently are financial stocks. These are the people that are managing the most money, and in some cases, your money. Every time quarterly reports are made public and subprime defaults make the news again, the markets drop again. And when will this stop? You know, it is reported that several billions of dollars in balloon mortgages, several hundred billions of dollars in balloon mortgages are coming due this year, with just as much in option ARM loans are about to revert to normal payments.
Now, John, can you put that in layman terms, make it easy for our listeners and me to understand?
Well, basically, an option ARM loan is the type of loan that has been romanced and glamorized for the last 10 years that allow borrowers to have a less than interest only payment for the first 5 years. But at the end of the fifth year, the loan reverts back to what would have been what it should have been, plus any negative interest payment would be due. Some people refer to it as a negative AM loan. You see these commercials on TV, Anita,
uh-huh.
And they say, you know, $200,000 mortgage payment $700. Well, that's what they're pushing. They don't tell you on the
less than the interest payment.
That it's an option ARM loan. That's how they do it. It's not they can do it, but there is a reckoning day. You do have to pay that interest.
Right. And so what you're saying too is you're not seeing any signs that this is going to let up.
That's correct. You see, Wall Street already knows this, that lowering interest rates will not solve the problem. It's getting the credit that is the problem now, because all of these option ARM loans are sold under the predication that in 5 years, you can come back and do this again, and then you get another 5 years of less than interest-only payments. Guess what?
Well, I see. And the 5 years, when that mark comes up, and many of the holders of these mortgages are not, they're not able to come back.
That's
refinance,
right? It's not going to be. They're not going to let them do it.
And now that they've become accustomed to the low payments, and their budgets are now based on the lower payment, that could cause some real problems.
That's exactly right. Now, here's another red flag for you.
Okay.
We call it red flag number four. The telltale sign that you might consider, you might need to consider safety is lower highs and lower lows. Now, If you look at a chart of the, some people don't care about this, but you know, I'm a technical guy. I like these facts and figures. If you look at a chart of markets history, again, I'm only giving facts, not advice. When an index gives you higher highs and higher lows, that's a sign of a bull market. Even the brokerage guys will agree with that one. What this basically means is that if the market never goes up in a straight line. When you reach a new high, then you'll always have a pullback. The pullback doesn't ever go back as far as it did the time before. That's called a higher high and a higher low. And, you know, the reverse of that's true in a bear market. Now, you know, I can sit here all day and give you my opinion, but that doesn't seem to work for you. You can go to yahoo.com and click on the finance link on the left and look at a one-year chart on any index that you want to and see what it tells you. Has it made a higher high, a lower high for you? Or even if you can't seem to make out anything else on the chart, the one thing that should be painfully obvious is that the Dow was over 14,000 and it's now under 13,000. The S&P was over 1,553. Now it's about 1,400. And the NASDAQ 100 is experiencing the same results. It's about, you know, it was 2,861. Now it's struggling to stay above 2,500.
Right, and listeners, even if you don't know or understand any of what John has just said, here is a red flag that anyone will understand. Is your account lower than the last statement? That's a red flag.
That should be a red flag.
That's number five. And if your account is lower than the statement before, then you simply have risk in your retirement portfolio. Anytime your amounts change like that, you've got risk.
That's a good sign.
If they're going lower.
That's always the telltale sign.
Right, if they're lower than the statement before.
Right.
Now, that could very well mean that if you continue to roll the dice and the market doesn't go the way you hope, and you've ignored all these red flags because you don't like being wrong, then it could mean that you have to go back to work. You've got to work longer, or even worse, you're not able to work and your lifestyle has to be changed, and it's going to be severely compromised by this.
And here's the great news, Anita. If your account has dropped proportionally to the market losses as of late, there is a great chance that we could help you get back your account to very close to where it was before the market started taking a dive. And we can do that by way of a bonus, and sometimes as high as 15%. So make the call, get the education on how this possibly could get your account back on track.
And John's right, and this is not too good to be true, and it's just so exciting. But what really makes sense here is that we have all these red flags that we've talked about, and I'm sure there's some more that we haven't talked about. And we haven't even talked about the fact that it is an election year.
For sure.
The market is almost always volatile in an election year. And now, listeners, keep in mind, all we did was give you facts. But even if the red flags don't affect the economy any longer, and from this day forward, the market just keeps going up and up, you'll still get to take advantage of the gains like all of our customers did recently. Plus, your account will be ahead the amount of the bonus as well. So it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to protect it from loss. And now the only way to get started is to make the call. Go ahead and make the call at 888-9000-IRA. Now we are local, and matter of fact, we're just around the corner for most of you, or a town or two over for others. So what are you waiting for? Make the call.
We are going to take a break and take a few calls. When we come back, we're going to tell you what to expect here at an appointment. If you think the call would be a waste of your time, I'll spend the next 15 minutes with us and decide if the call is worth it for you. We'll be right back after the break.
Retirement Talk Radio will be right back after a short break. Take this time to call in with your questions or concerns about your retirement. The number to call is toll-free, 888-900-0472. Or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. The Nest Expert staff will speak with you live. That number again is 888-9000-IRA. Don't you think it's odd when you combine the words the and IRS? It conveniently spells theirs. Your hard work retirement is not meant to be theirs. If you have a 401k, IRA, CD, or the like, you can't afford to miss the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Weekly, the experts will answer your retirement questions and show you how to have a larger, more protected nest egg. Guaranteed. Call 888-9000-IRA or catch us on the web at nesteggradio.com.
Welcome back from the break. If you're just joining us, you are just in time to learn how you can grow and protect your retirement and receive a bonus added to your account while doing so. I'm Anita, and I'm here with my co-host, John, and we welcome all of our listeners in the local area. We are local here to anyone within the sound of our radio broadcast, and we want to thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Anita, before the break, we spoke briefly about how brokers give advice on how many people and how many people take that advice because it's the easy way out. No research required or no time required, just a phone call with a recommendation, you know, and how tragic that turns out sometimes. And I was thinking about, during the break, about one of our callers that actually came in and made the appointment to get started with and he started sharing some of his investing experiences with me. And I spent the better half of a day with this gentleman, and I enjoyed every minute of it because he made light of some of the mistakes he had made in the past. And one of those was just so funny that I wanted to share it with our listeners today.
I think that'd be okay. Go ahead.
Well, he spoke about the time that he received a phone call from his broker, and his broker had the product of the month that he was pushing, as he put it. And the product was aptly named the Freedom Fund. Now, I don't know who offers this particular fund, nor is it really relevant here, but a lot of times institutions use patriotic names to describe their funds. So I'm not sure if this is a patented name or a generic one. Really doesn't matter. I'm not trying to bash anyone's product here, but just to share a funny story.
Right.
Anyway, he took the advice of his broker and he invested X amount of dollars in this Freedom Fund. And after about a month, this thing was, you know, was down about $4,000.
Ooh.
And he promptly called his broker and he made a request to his broker. He said, "I want to tell you that they sure didn't name this Freedom Fund correctly because it sure has freed me from about $4,000. And I couldn't stop laughing when he told me that. Maybe he's listening in today, or if he is, you know who you are. Give me a call and let's have another laugh.
Now, John, you were not laughing at him, were you? Were you laughing with him?
Yeah, I was. It was so funny. I couldn't hardly stand it.
John, now to get back, before the break, you promised to talk a little bit about what to expect when you make a call. And I think people want to know that. You want to know what you're getting into. So let's finish up with that.
Sure thing. First of all, to get the ball rolling, the first thing you have to do is make the call. Now,
right.
You know, it's a toll-free number, even though we're local, because sometimes that's confusion. But the only reason why we've got a toll-free number is in case it might be long distance or the local easy-to-remember numbers were gone. So our easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. So that's where it starts.
Okay, and if someone calls, then what do they expect?
Well, first of all, they'll get a recording. The auto attendant will start talking, and they'll give you a list of things. If you just want to bypass that few seconds of the auto attendant, basically just press 1 and you'll be connected here with the studios. If you want to leave a message for us to call you back, you can do that there as well. But once you reach a live person, and that's what you will eventually get, and a lot of times people, you know, want to start discussing what they have currently and get answers and recommendations over the phone. And that's, you know, usually the type of calls that we get. But sometimes we can answer your questions on the phone, but keep in mind that because there are several types of plans that do basically the same thing, but only one of them is going to be what is best for you.
That's right, because one size doesn't fit all. And John, too, if they do get the answering service, a live person will call them back. Because a lot of times you're going to get it because we're busy taking calls.
That is true. And so most of the time, we'll call you back within 15 minutes.
Right.
So, but in the rare occasion, it's been a day, but, you know, we will call you back, I promise. You know, and, you know, you said one size doesn't fit all. You know, that's absolutely correct. And because of that aspect and the fact that it is much simpler to show you how this works and let you understand it than it is to tell you how it works, then really making the appointment is really all you really need to try to do to make by making a phone call, because there are so many different factors that come into play when it comes to planning your retirement. I mean, how old you are, how many kids you have, you know, how much pension you're getting. Everybody's different. It can never be accomplished over the phone.
Right. And once someone has made that appointment, you tell them the documents they need to bring. Is that right?
Yes. I give them, there's a little bit of homework that they need
they've got to compile some information to bring to you.
That's correct.
And once they've done that, what can they expect once they're here?
Well, the first thing they can expect is not to be pressured. Don't expect to be pressured here. Just bring you a notepad, take some notes. Some people even bring a friend with them. You can sure bring, for sure, want you to bring your spouse. But, you know, when we start asking some questions, we start asking questions to find out what it is that you need. Show you what we need. We try to find out what it is that you need. We also try to find out what it is that you think you need, because sometimes they don't match up. Then we try to narrow down one of the plans that would help you accomplish this goal. And then once that is done, we present the benefits and the disclosures and the brochures with the plan. And then, you know, we let you ask questions. And then last but not least, we let you go home and think about it.
Right. And now some people find this hard to believe, because most of the time salespeople want your decision right then, right now, let's buy. And we really do not do that.
Well, I don't like to be being referred to as a salesperson anyway. I'm really an educator. But, you know, we do cover a lot of information in a short period of time. And for the average person hearing it for the first time, you know, they might retain half of it at best. So the reason we send them back home to think about it is that is the half that they didn't remember becomes a question on the drive back home or at the supper table that night. And then is when, you know, we give you our direct numbers to let you call us back and tell us, you know, and we'll tell you the answers. But more importantly, we'll show you on the documentations that we sent with you where those answers are. So, you know, because, you know, we could basically tell you anything over the phone, but if you have the documents in front of you to reference the answers that we're giving you, then it makes the listener much more comfortable.
That's right, John, and we don't have anything to hide, and we do want you to have the documents to the plan that most meets your needs, so that you can reference that when you get home after the first meeting. And we realize that this is an important decision. Anytime you're dealing with money, it's important, your own money. And we want you to take this as seriously as we do. And if it's a good deal today, it will be a good deal tomorrow.
It will.
That we're not going to pressure you. Now, the only time we will rush you is if one of the companies is offering a larger bonus, because sometimes they'll run certain deals for a limited time and we'll say, go ahead, let's try to meet this deadline and get that bonus. But other than that, you can take all the time you need.
Now, some of the other services that we provide here is the one of the other services that we provide here is the new exciting Retirement Navigator software analysis.
Now, that's so beneficial. That's a great program.
And it is free as well. With this software, we have the ability to anticipate all of the what ifs before, during, and after retirement. For example, what happens if your current account drops by 20%? You know, how's it going to affect you? Will you run out of money? What happens if your account's to your account when you want to start drawing money? What happens if a spouse dies? What happens if you go into some type of long-term care facility? How will that affect your nest egg? What happens if you have to take out a substantial lump sum for emergencies? How will that affect your income? Most people never take these things into consideration. And in fact, you know, statistics show that baby boomers start planning for retirement on average less than 2 years.
That's unbelievable.
Before retirement. You know, they obviously start saving before then, but they really don't have a plan. Well, you know, what do I do now? I've got this lump sum of money. What do I do now? So sometimes I've seen it as little as a couple of weeks before retirement.
Right, John. Now, let's say someone has made the call, they've set the appointment, and they meet with us. They have all the information, they're ready to do business. Now, what can they expect?
You know, that's a great question, because I don't think it's ever been posed here. But, you know, Anita, because of some of the people that we meet here think that, you know, it's going to be a real hassle to have to call up their broker or their banker and explain why they're leaving and why they're making the best decision for them and their families. And you know, they're basically dreading a confrontation that will never happen.
And that's exactly right, because if you do decide to do business with us and do a transfer of assets, it's done here at our office with the signing of paperwork. You never have to make a check out to us here, and that is a mistake. What we do is we get an authorization to transfer form filled out with your signatures. Then we get a copy of your driver's license to be able to verify and match your signature on the transfer papers with the signature on your license.
And then
we just send that directly to the trustee of your funds. And now most of the time it happens without your broker knowing it until he sees this paycheck drop.
That's right. That's when he figures it out.
Yeah, and the money transfers from trustee to trustee and doesn't create any kind of tax consequence for any IRA or 401k funds.
That's important, too, because you're not going to get it when you do a rollover, you're not going to be taxed on this money. So you just need to understand that. Some people, that's a very big concern. And finally, you know, the last thing that you can expect, that your bonus that, you know, that we presented at the time that we presented your plan, it will be in your account when we deliver your contract. You know, that's what really amazes people. You know, you give us $100,000, and with a 10% bonus, you'll have $110,000 in your account to start drawing interest off of. Now, you know, if the market goes up and the interest that you earn, which is calculated by the market increase percentage, the interest that you earn will be added and compounded on top of the bonus amount. In the recent example, we used $100,000 worth of 10% bonus. Now, if you earn 5% the first year, your account would not show $115,000 after year one, because, or a 15% increase, because your account would show a $115,500 account or a 15.5% yield, because you're compounding on top of the bonus, which, you know, this really jumpstarts your account. And to repeat, your bonus will be added on day one so that you can start compounding on top of the larger amount.
Now, John, you've talked about this before, but I just want to add one more thing that they can expect, the listener can expect. Expect that once you have earned your bonus or your interest, expect to be able to keep it. We don't take it back if the market goes down the next year or even the next. Now, that's called the annual reset and lock feature, and it is critical that you have this in your retirement account. So go ahead, call us, and we'll show you how to get it started. 888-900-0472. And to those people who are listening for the first time, keep in mind that we are local, and we will be taking your calls today and during the week as well. So if you don't have time to call right now, just remember to call during the week. Jot it down and give us a call. And please tell someone else about us and have them listen with you. It is not too good to be true, and we hear that from time to time, and it's because everything's positive.
That's right.
After you see how it works with an appointment, you will say, why wouldn't anyone do this? Why haven't I done this sooner? The appointment is free, and so is the call. The education's free. However, now we do like to meet with you because every person's needs are different, and we want to get your situation right. Every financial situation is different, and one product doesn't work for everyone, so that's why it's so important to meet with us.
That's right.
And the retirement navigator that we spoke about earlier, that software is very difficult. It's very difficult to run if we just get bits and pieces of information from you.
That's right, Anita. One size doesn't fit all. And I know that, you know, you would just like to call and get your questions answered on the phone, but, you know, it just doesn't work because some of the people want to ask us all the questions and not let us ask any, you know. And if we don't have all of your information, we can't advise you which plan is best for you. And if we start giving you the details of every plan that we've got, about 10 different plans, you're going to get very confused and say, oh, what the heck. So, you know, however, there's absolutely no pressure or obligation to do business with us if you do make an appointment. And to date, we've never done business on the first appointment. So see how a free analysis can change your approach to the retirement planning.
Make an appointment to see what is best for your situation. And remember, it does not cost anything to call or to set up the appointment with us. So what are you waiting for?
Well, I guess they're waiting for us to close out the show.
Yes.
So that they can talk to one of us. So give us a call. I'll talk to you. I ask for John if I don't answer the phone. That's about all the time that we have for this week. Tune in next week for the latest information on how you can grow and protect your retirement.
That's all of the time we have for this week, but there's still time to call. We'll be taking your calls live 1 hour after the show. Remember, the call is free, and so is the appointment. The number to call to get your questions answered or to make an appointment with a local account specialist is 888-9000-IRA. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for more Retirement Talk Radio, where the Nest Experts will show you how to grow and protect your retirement.